Michael Savage on Trump meeting with scum Kanye. Nazi Fuentes, he became his own worst enemy. By Joshua Klein on December 6, 2022. Former President Donald Trump has become his own worst enemy. According to conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who slammed Trump's recent meeting with scum rapper Kanye West and Nazi Nick Fuentes, claiming that the move, which harmed the GOP and set Republicans back 30 years, won't be forgotten easily. Appearing on the weekend's broadcast of Newsmax TV's The Count, Savage, who was one of the first to endorse Trump for president, was asked why the former president made this mess for himself after hosting West and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes for dinner at his Florida home last month, noting that Trump has kind of been a little mum on what Fuentes and Kanye West bring to the table. "Well, it's anyone's guess," Savage responded. "I think it was bad judgment in plain English. We can mince words all we want, but Mr. Trump made a mistake. Hubris, nemesis, catharsis, he became his own nemesis, his own worst enemy," he added. According to Savage, when West had visited the Oval Office during Trump's presidency, the conservative radio legend had contacted those around the president to warn him of associating with the rapper, saying, "This is the greatest error you've ever made. Why are you having such scum of the earth in the Oval Office? This bum, West, threw his feet up onto that beautiful desk. He took over that office like he owned it," Savage said. "He's always been a piece of garbage," he added. "I don't care if he makes $50 billion a second, he's nothing but street garbage." Savage suggested that Trump only welcomed the rapper because he loves people to worship him, and he thought that because he's a celebrity, people would worship him along with him. He then expressed his opposition to such an association, stating that reality star Kim Kardashian is a waste of human DNA, and that having the Kardashian vermin in the Oval Office debased the White House. "That was years ago, and I said so, and I didn't make any friends when I said that to the inner circle of Donald Trump," Savage said. "They didn't like me for that all." However, he stated, if he had been heard, then this disaster would have been averted. So, Trump made the mistake of having this rapper, this street rat, in the Oval Office, who throws his feet up on the desk, sits there like God Almighty, makes a mockery of the presidency, and makes a mockery of the Oval Office, he said. And then to make matters worse, he invites this bum to Mar-a-Lago with a Nazi, he added. Who is he going to blame for that? I'm sorry, this is no good. Claiming people don't want to hear this, with many who will never forget this, Savage detailed a hard-working lifetime Republican mother of an employee of his who had left North Korea years ago and who, after the Mar-a-Lago incident, said she would never vote Republican again. "And I don't think she's alone," he said. "I think people are terrified to have seen a Nazi invited to Mar-a-Lago." According to Savage, all the minorities who have come forward into the Republican Party, whether they be the Jewish Republican Coalition or Black people or Asian people or whoever, they're all thinking again, and they're saying, "Who was that party? Who are they really about? Is that really the underbelly of the Republican Party? Is the left really right about it? As bad as the left is, we don't hear them saying death to the Jews, so they don't know which way to turn," he added. Savage also rejected the excuse that Trump was unfamiliar with his guests. "Really? President Trump is still protected by Secret Service," he said. "Nobody gets into Mar-a-Lago near the president unless they are screened by the Secret Service. So I don't buy that argument," he added. Calling the disastrous episode a mistake, Savage suggested the only way out would be for the former president to issue an apology and not to make believe he didn't know who the guy was. "This is a disaster not only for Donald Trump. It's a disaster for all Republicans," he said. "All the minorities that have been courted for so long now to join the Republican Party. This set us back 30 years, and it's not going to be forgotten simply because we want it to be forgotten." The conservative radio host and best-selling author then noted that the matter would be viewed differently if former President Barack Obama had invited an Islamist who called for the death of Jews for dinner at his private home. What would we have said? Obama didn't know who the guy was? Would we have ever forgiven Obama for that? I doubt it, he said. People don't forget these kinds of things, and I don't think we can just simply wipe it away as a mistake, he added. If it was a mistake, it's even worse for Donald. Agreeing with the host on the double standard of the media that never hold the Democrats to that same standard as conservatives, Savage said that though it is a well-known fact The recent Trump scandal serves as a black eye for the Republican Party that will not soon go away no matter how much raw steak is placed on it. He also called West the lowest form of humanity, describing the controversial rapper and entrepreneur as stupid on top of being vile, and accusing him of having unleashed a wave of Jew hatred like I have never seen on social media. I have never seen such primitive hatred in all the years I've been on Twitter as I have seen since this street thug unleashed his hatred for Jews onto the world stage, he said. Savage also pointed to Nation of Islam leader and radical hate preacher Louis Farrakhan, who he accused of being behind the hateful rhetoric. It seems to me that it's become okay to attack Jewish people as though all Jews are bad simply because West S. is espousing the hatred of Louis Farrakhan, he said. Have we heard any condemnation of Louis Farrakhan? No, he's the silent one behind this vile hatred. Claiming the hateful rhetoric is all over social media. Savage said it was unfortunate that former President Trump stepped into it very, very deeply this time by wanting to have a celebrity with him at Mar-a-Lago to walk around there and show his members of the club that he's still relevant or something, and then this guy brings this Nazi with him. He also said that as someone who helped get Trump elected, I'm sorry, this is a disaster. And it's not going away simply because we're told it was an error. Savage then highlighted that his position was highly controversial given his continued support for President Trump from the start. It's not just someone out there saying it who is a Trump basher because I'm the last thing, in being a supporter of Trump, he said. After I helped put him in the White House, he put his arm around me at Mar-a-Lago when he won. And, he said, without this man I wouldn't be president, he added. Claiming it is currently not a good time to be a Republican in America, especially if you are a minority. Savage said many people are now having second thoughts about which alignment they should be aligned with. According to Savage, the country has two corrupt parties who do not speak for the people. On one side, he argued, we have the far left, we have the Marxists, we have the communists, we have the outright corrupt Biden administration. And then who do we have on the right? We have the plastic conservatives like Mitch McConnell. They're just as bad as the Democrats, he added. What do they actually stand for? Savage then slammed the Senate minority leader for recently attending a White House dinner with President Biden's troubled son Hunter, dining on lobster together at the state dinner. What was McConnell doing there? He asked. Why was he lending a stamp of authenticity to the Biden family when he should be standing as an opponent to the Biden crimes? He then proposed his own plan to save America, addressing the forgotten issues no one's even talking about. English as our official language, has anyone mentioned that? We just had an election, and not one fundamental issue was mentioned, he said. Nothing was talked about English-only ballots. Nothing was talked about reinstating the Ten Commandments instead of the Trans Commandments in our schoolrooms. No one is talking about ending affirmative action. And no one is talking about how the communists are actually behind using sexual liberation to tear down our society, he added. Savage concluded by insisting that Republicans will never get elected again unless they straighten their act out and get rid of the plastic conservatives and people who make this mistake of hanging with Nazis. Kanye West has no place around Donald Trump, nowhere near him, he added. Savage's remarks come as West continued his attacks on Jews, including a recent appearance on the Alex Jones show in which he praised Hitler. On Thursday, Elon Musk's Twitter suspended West after he used the platform to share an image of a swastika merged with the Star of David. The suspension came only 2 months after the rapper was reinstated to the social platform. Just clarifying that his account is being suspended for incitement to violence, Musk wrote. On Monday, in an appearance on Gavin McInnes' Censored.tv, West tripled down on his anti-Semitic beliefs and claimed Hitler's awful reputation was made by Jewish people who control the majority of the media. He also urged Jews to forgive the Nazi leader responsible for some of the worst crimes in history, including the deaths of tens of millions of people during World War II and the Holocaust, among them 6 million Jews. Let it go. Let it go. And stop trying to force it on other people, the rapper said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.